Why does it take space? And we prayed about that, that your life will not be taking space.
Amen.
You will not be there to just occupy space.
Amen.
Your fruits will abound.
Amen.
Then we began to look at what next? The life of Joshua, almost like a picture in front of us. And we saw that it is possible for a man not to finish his task. And we prayed that we will not have at the end of our lives the pain of unused opportunities. Abi? Then we began to look at costly assumptions. Am I right? We saw Mary and Joseph, two people who you never have thought could leave Jesus behind. And they left him behind. And we said, how many times do a Christian go a day long journey without Jesus? And we prayed about that. Then we looked at the life of Samson, another man who assumed that the Lord was still with him. And we prayed about it. Then we looked at new beginnings. How God is the God of new chapters, so that there is hope for a tree when it is cut down. Who at the scent of waters will sprout again. And we trusted God for new beginnings. Abi? We looked at the golden calf. When God's voice is replaced. When the leading of the Holy Ghost in a local assembly is substituted with elements from the world. And we prayed about that. Then last night, we looked at little foxes that destroy the vine, the vineyard properly put. And we saw that as much as God uses the little things, the devil also uses the little things. We saw the sons of the giants. And this morning, I just want to close by telling you what Paul told Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, wherefore I put you in remembrance. That's what I just did this morning. I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gifts of God. That's what we said, you stir up the gifts of God. You are not saying like you are on fire. Say, stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. So Paul tells Timothy, if there is someone that Paul does not need to remind, it's Timothy. Timothy is Paul's man. When Paul could not go to the church in Philippi, when he could not, because he was in prison, he told them in Philippians 2, he said, I will send my son, Timothy. There is no other person in my entire life that would talk like me, that would impact you like me. He said, like Timothy. Like a son to a father, he has served me with the gospel. So Timothy is Paul's guy. When Paul was done in the church in Ephesus and he was leaving, he put Timothy as the pastor. Arguably one of Paul's largest churches, apart from Corinth. So Timothy is not a new convert. Timothy did not just finish membership class. Timothy is a man of God. But Paul says, there are things that can be done for you in ministry. There are things that you have to do yourself. Your pastor can pray for you. Your pastor can teach you God's word, bring it to you. He can flow in the gifts of the Spirit and bring to your life prophecies. What he cannot do is what Paul is about to tell Timothy. There are things that cannot, nobody can eat for you. Amen. No matter how much someone loves you, say, he loves me so much. You know, you see, people are about to get wedded. Say, we love each other. And that's cute. Amen. But I always tell you, you don't know whether you love each other until you get there. There is no love in any marriage. You are the one that will put the love there. Amen. All those dating, the courting, that one is audition. What do I call it? Uh-huh. You don't know that she messed this much. It's audition. Everybody's putting up a good front. But like I was saying before you guys distracted me, no matter how much someone loves someone, you can't eat for the person. You can't grow for the person. So there are things that cannot be done for you. You will have to do it yourself. And one of it is 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Paul says, stir up! Nobody can do it for you. Nobody can do it for you. To stir up the gift of God. Say that is given to you by the laying on of hands. You stir it up. When hands are laid, the gift of God is communicated. When hands are laid, abilities are increased. In fact, when Moses was about to die, what God told him is that you are going to lay your hands on Joshua, the son of Nun. It is God's method. It is God's way of improving us. But we now have a duty to stir up. Meaning there will be times when it will look like it's not there. There will be times when it will appear like, did I even attend that meeting? Or in that meeting, I was on fire. In that meeting, I was praying. In that meeting, I was agile. I was active. What's happening to me? Stir it up. If there are no chances that you will need to stir it up, Paul will not tell you. As we leave, we must recognize that you are going back to a world that did not change a bit. You are going back to the streets that did not come for a retreat. You are going back to same people who never prayed with you. You know, you sometimes even have to remind yourself that, come on, they were not there, they were not there. You know, there's a way you are feeling, and there's a way someone is talking to you and saying, maybe as you are getting back home, someone is saying, the anger that is in my body, this coming here, the way I'll be angry, eh? And you are saying, little foxes. And he's saying, foxes, where is fox? Where is fox? Where is Zulawan? You have gone back to a world that did not change. Are you with me? So you have the duty to stir up the gift of God. How often can I do this one? I will recommend daily. How do I stir it up? I'll stir it up in much prayer. I'll stir it up in more preaching. See, activities are God's method. What the devil sometimes wants you to think is that, am I just not doing activities? Hope I am spiritual. Hope it's not just activities. No, activities is part of spirituality. Are you with me? You cannot claim to be spiritual. You cannot claim that you are growing in grace and you are not active. You are not serving. You are not praying. You are not preaching. No, those activities show that the glory of God is there. So Paul tells Timothy, a man that almost needs no reminder, stir up. Stir up. You're going on outreach, stir it up. Remind yourself of the prophecies that were given. Remind yourself of the laying on of hands. So that when you enter a room, you enter like God sent you there. Remind yourself of the hours of prayer. Remind yourselves of the labor. Remind yourselves of when you saw the moon and you saw the sun. And you are still praying. And tell yourself, the gift of God is working. The glory of God is working. The glory of God is working. The word of God is working. The word of God is working. The power of God is working. You stir it up. Nobody can do it for you. You said, nobody can do it for you. You do it yourself. There will be times in the year of fruitfulness, there will be times in that year where it appears like the battery is low. Where it appears like, I can't even remember anything in retreat again. You stir it up. Those are the times you go back. You plug your ears. Start listening to those tapes again. Is that clear? Let it be of you that in the coming year, you listen to more messages than you have ever done or put together. Make conscious efforts not to drop the ball. Make conscious efforts to stay on fire throughout. And you will see that the hand of God is mighty upon your life. And you will see that, you will see God's hand in your work. You know God's work is in your hands. But you will see his hand in your work. 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 Stir up the gifts of God. Stir up the gifts of God. Deliberately go on teaching meetings. Deliberately go and heal the sick. Deliberately. Go and heal the sick. Deliberately. One of the things the devil will have you not do is to demonstrate the things of the spirit. Because the more you do it, the better you become at it. So go and deliberately do it. I remember some years ago, I went to preach. It was in another church. And one of their elders now, whatever, I don't know the name, nomenclature. And he came to ask me after I was done. He said, what do you do when you lay hands and nothing happens? I said, I go to the next person, I lay hands. It's not a show. Amen. He said, when you lay hands on the sick and nothing happens. I said, Jesus is the one that said, we will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Let him deal with that one. Me, I have laid my hands. Hallelujah. It is when you have pride that he has to say something must happen. And if you start out like that, you will start to form miracles. You know you can form miracles. Someone that had Apollo, you heal Apollo, you will say blindness was cured when you run here. You actually can have blindness cured. Just tear up the gifts. So you deliberately go on healing meetings organized among your disciples. Stir up the gifts. Is that clear? Is that clear? Make a follow-up meeting, an healing meeting. Tell your disciples, we are going to go out and we are going to heal the sick. Stir up the gift of teaching. I saw that a lot of you coveted that grace yesterday night. I saw you when you were coveting it. Stir up the gift. How do you stir up the gift of teaching? By teaching. You don't stir up the gift of teaching by looking. You set it up by gathering people to teach. Gather people to teach. Go into a street. Announce you want to teach. Call people together. Get a small venue. Let them on generator for you. Put on mic. Teach. Nobody stopping you. Teach so much. Teach so much that it will take only a doubter to say you are not saying the truth. How do I stir up the gift of teaching? By teaching. How do I stir up the gift of healing? By healing. By laying hands consciously, whether you feel it or not. And sometimes you don't feel like it. Let me give you a bonus one. Sometimes you are also sick in the body. And your solution is to pray for the sick. You know, if I'm not feeling too good, because it's possible I don't feel too well. You know, I'm human. And every human, at one time or the other, might not feel well. I'm not a robot. And I'm not an angel. But if I'm not feeling too well, one of the things I look to do is to go and pray for the sick. You ask why? If I'm not feeling too well, why would I want to pray for the sick? Because when the healing gift is at work, it means it's around. Are you getting me? So if I lay my hands on the sick and the sick gets healed, it means I can also receive it. So I'm not just ministering it. I am ministering and receiving. Why? Because it is present. I have told you, when the supernatural is at work, it means it is around. You can quickly receive. And don't let the devil bully you into thinking there is an incurable sickness. No. There are no incurable sickness with the Lord. The power of God heals without side effects. The power of God heals without side effects. He is Jehovah Rapha. I am your healer. So you stir up the gifts of healing. You stir up the gifts of healing. Stir up the gift of teaching. Stir up the gift of teaching. If you have prayed about it that God will multiply the work of your hands, then you must consciously stir it up. Start treating your discipleship like cell. You have 3 disciples, that's a cell. Start it. You have 4 disciples, that's a cell. Start it. Gather them all in one place and start teaching. We are going to multiply a lot of the things we do in our local assembly. We are going to multiply it all around the world. stir up the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Paul is telling Timothy, almost like he needs a reminder. Paul is saying, there are things I can't do for you, son. You've got to stir it up yourself. There will be times you will be woken in the night to pray. Don't go back to bed. There will be times you feel heaviness, a burden to just pray. You don't know what you are praying about. You don't know who you are praying about. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. Let's go samba fa. Keep praying. In doing that, you are going to deliver a lot of people. I've told you before, one of my friends, Ibadan, it was Ibadan, so many years ago, we were just here to pray for him. In fact, not for him actually, we were just here to pray. We have three people gisting, wanted to go and watch match. And we were just gisting, and we were just here to pray for him, to start praying, generally. I felt it, the other person felt it, I said, I want to go and pray. He said, he's about to say the same thing, like, I want to go and pray. So we started praying. And later on, one of our friends came back and he said, guys, do you know what just happened? He said, I was kidnapped. Kidnapped, okay. So they took him home. That some ritualists needed some things. We said, around what time? He mentioned the time. I said, was that on the time we said we wanted to go and pray? Stir up the gifts of God. You know something? When you do that often, God can trust you more with it. With such impressions. With such burden. But if you neglect it, it dies. So you stir it up. You stir up the gifts of God. You will never know what is communicated to you in this meeting until you stir it up. So you intentionally set yourself up for the miraculous. You intentionally set yourself up for the power of God. Old crusades. Nobody's stopping you. Or teaching meetings. Gather your disciples. And you will see the glory of God. Tell someone beside you once again. Stir up the gifts of God. Jesus, say it again. Stir up the gifts of God. Say, will you? Now pray for yourself. Oh, we are closing it. Jesus will trust you for everything you have done. By this time next year, we are way, way better. 10 times better than we came this year. The deposit of your gifts and your giftings, I begin to see them in full flow, in full flow. Through me, many more will be saved. Many more will be healed. Many more will be delivered. Through me. It's a different year for me. I am more intentional about my fellowship with the Lord. I am more intentional. I walk in God's plan the more. I fulfill purpose the more. God's voice is not strange to me. The work of my hands are blessed. I am blessed indeed. My coast is enlarged by the Holy Ghost. Lea go sopa katata baile gidi gidi busta. Sumbre kete bele gele busa talabayaga. Reven descend lebele bele bele. I will never tire. I will never complain. I am blessed. And the work of my hands is blessed. I am healed. And I heal others. I am effective. I am effective. In the name of Jesus. We are living on earth. So go ahead and take what you have not taken yet. If there is any. Reflect on those teachings and stir up the gifts of God. It's a great year ahead. It's a great year ahead. Full of the miraculous. is well with me in the new year. Nothing that God has put in my hands dies. Nothing dies in my hands. Fruitfulness abounds. The dark has nothing on me. The dark has nothing on me. I'll serve God. I'll burn for the Lord. I'll set myself on fire. And people will watch me burn. There'll be a great awakening. There'll be a different me in teaching. There'll be a different me in discipleship. My hands are strong. My hands are strong. These hands become the hands of Jesus. 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 When I say heal, it heals. 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 This voice becomes the voice of Jesus. Everyone that encounters me, they will say they heard Jesus. 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 They will say they came in contact with Jesus. I find light at every corner. I find wisdom at every corner. I find wisdom at every corner. I find wisdom at every corner. I'll never have my back against the wall. I'll never be helpless. I'll never be helpless. I'll never be hopeless. Minutes more. Speak into your ear. Eliphaz told Job, he said, command the day. Command the day. Speak into your ear now. Say it like God put it in your mouth. Say it like God put it in your mouth. Oh, my man of God has said his year of fruitfulness. I believe and I receive it. I walk in it. I walk in it. I walk in it. My prophet has said it's the year of laughter. I walk in it. Speak into your ear now. I will never be called weak. Found in the company of believers. I will not be an ex-believer. I will not be an ex-soldier of Christ. Serving God will not be my past. This will not be my last prayer retreat. This will not be my last prayer retreat. This will not be my last prayer retreat. I won't allow little foxes into my life. The glory of God fills my ear and it fills my life.